As I record this talk, it's the Feast of St. Patrick, and in my archdiocese, it's a big to-do because he's the patron of our archdiocese. At Mass today, we got to say the Gloria, for example, so it's a really special day for our area. Now, St. Patrick is always connected with Ireland, but I like to say he was from Great Britain, and I like to really focus on that because I have a set of drums that were made in Great Britain, and I'm sure St. Patrick would love these drums made by British Drum Company. So there's a little plug for my friends at British Drum Company. St. Patrick is known for his mission of evangelizing the people of Ireland. But his life story is one that's really tough. He's got a tough time in his life. It's not a walk in the park for him. When he was 16 years old, he was captured by pirates and he was brought to Ireland and enslaved. Now think about that for a moment. We say 16 years old is you're at the prime of youth and your life is filled with opportunities. Well, for Patrick, 16 years old comes and his life is ruined. His life is wrecked. He's got no more future. His youth is gone. He's a slave now in a foreign land with foreign people and you don't know what's going to happen to him. But in this time of his slavery, he has an interior journey in his soul that's shaping him. Somehow his hardship wasn't a waste of time in his life. He was becoming more and more aware of the mystery of divine providence, the mystery of God. And at some point, he manages to escape, and his escape story is quite adventurous. He returns to his homeland, and he has this interior inspiration to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the peoples of Ireland. So he studies the gospel. He reads the scriptures. He tries to learn the faith as best he can. And at some point, he's ordained in the church, and he's now a missionary for the gospel of Jesus. The Pope of the time had sent a Catholic bishop to Ireland to evangelize the place, and that bishop was not successful. So then eventually they send Patrick there to evangelize. And Patrick was immensely successful in evangelizing the peoples of Ireland and bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to them and bringing them close to Jesus. One thing that stands out that kind of illustrates why he was so successful was the fact that he was able to unite himself to the people. He was able to win the hearts and minds of the people. He was able to connect with the people and walk with them in their journey. And in that relationship, he won their hearts and minds. And they would listen to his teaching about Jesus. And that was the way that he was able to bring them to know the gospel of Jesus better. And he was immensely successful at converting so many peoples to this new faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to baptism, to confirmation, to the Eucharist, to the communion of the church. His life was one that was very tough, both as a young man when he was captured in slavery, but when you think of his missionary work and his mission of evangelization, that too was not easy. He had hardly no provisions. He had no major structure to rely upon except his relationship to God and his relationship to the people. It's as if Patrick had an interior inspiration that made him come across as a very strong person. There's a famous prayer that is attributed to St. Patrick. It's a prayer that he was reported to have said, on Holy Saturday in the year 433. When he was faced with a very difficult situation. I want to read this prayer, and this prayer gives us the sort of secret that enabled Patrick to be a strong person in the face of all kinds of suffering and adversity. It's a familiar prayer. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. So that portion of this prayer shows that Patrick's strength is coming somehow from his prayer life, his relationship to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection with his ascension, through the strength of his coming down for judgment. Nearly all of these mysteries in the life of Jesus are not things of strength. His birth, he was born a weak baby. His crucifixion and his burial, he was considered a failure, a weak man who had failed. Even his resurrection and ascension did not happen in a way that was like an explosion for the whole world to see. It was very humble, probably very gentle. His judgment, however, will be something very strong for all the world. But one of the things that stands out is for St. Patrick, all of these mysteries in the life of Jesus, all of these things, his birth, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, and glory, are things of strength. So now we're starting to see that the life of Jesus Christ is becoming a source of strength for Patrick. And then he goes on, Christ to shield me this day, so that they come to me abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me. Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. And what that portion of the prayer is Emmanuel. It says Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. So we see here that the source of the strength of Patrick is that Jesus is with him. This is a good lesson for us. You know, sometimes we can be like Patrick and we can go through things that are really tough, things that can wreck our lives, can ruin us and crush us and destroy us. But this prayer teaches us that if we want to be strong in facing whatever adversity we must face, our personal devotion to Jesus Christ is the source of that strength. It was for Patrick. His personal devotion to Jesus was like the wind in his sails and can be for us as well. And so, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this great saint, St. Patrick, this great missionary of the gospel, let us try to learn from him that in the face of whatever trouble or adversity we have, our strength will be our personal devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a strength that will never fail us. God bless you.